takes me a whole hour to set up to record this podcast out. Anyway, how's everybody doing, man? Today is whatever today is. Whenever I uploaded this, I don't know when I'm going to upload it, but I'm planning on uploading this, and this will be the first podcast for 2022. So, you know what I'm saying? And I'd like to start off real quick before we start talking about any craziness like we always do. A movie, I don't normally do movie reviews, especially on this podcast, but I saw that movie, Don't Look Up, which came out last year, which is like a month ago or last week. And it actually I didn't think I was going to like it, but then I saw, you know, it was Leonardo DiCaprio. There's not too many Leo D movies that I don't like. You know, he's one of those guys that just can't really do a bad movie. Like, even his worst movie is still watchable. It's still good. You know what I mean? Don't let me tell you what his worst movie, because I really don't know what his worst movie is. But he did his movie Don't Look Up with Jonah Hill and a couple other people. Tyler Perry was in it. He played like a small part in it. But it was actually good. It was a kind of pseudo comedy, kind of a comedy about the end of the world. There was a lot of funny parts, but you know, had some. But what I liked about it was the message that it had. It was good. It didn't go woke, which is why it's not going broke. It didn't go too woke. It didn't go left leaning, right leaning. It didn't go anything. It was just like right down the middle, and it just kind of broke down. It basically said, "Yo, we put so much emphasis in other shit, especially into politics, left, right, whatever, that we forget that we're all going to die." You know what I'm saying? We're all going to die the same way, all of us. And in the movie, if you haven't seen it, which I'm sure you have, because it's like probably one of the top 10 on, I think it's on Netflix. So I'm sure you've seen it or heard about it, whatever. Spoiler alert, don't care. There's a comet that's about to hit the Earth, and Leonardo DiCaprio is one of the scientists, along with, I forgot the girl's name, or he's like her student or his sidekick or something, and they discover this comet that is coming down to Earth, and it's the size of like, it's like, I don't know how many kilometers long, but it's huge. It's big enough to where when it hits, it's going to create an impact that, you know, that's just devastating. It's going to kill everything. You know what I mean? But nobody believes it. And what happens is they do believe it, but they don't take it seriously. Instead of taking it seriously, for example, like the president, what's her name? Is it Jane Fonda? I don't remember who the president is. Whoever the lady who's playing the president of the United States, it's a female president. And she's like, and what I like about it is that they don't really, like, they try to hit on, you know, they try to like put the, you know, obviously, you know, the red hat, which, you know, symbolizes the MAGA. And, but they also put a lot of, they equally bashed the left. They, you know, they didn't just bash like the Trump supporters. They bashed everybody like equally. You know what I mean? That's what I saw. And that's what I liked about it. It wasn't like just like every movie's woke and every movie's like, oh, this is whatever. But this one actually went right. I don't know if that was Leo D. He was like, hey, look, man, don't put me in anything that's left or right. Just put me in a movie where, you know, everybody gets some. And it was good because the ending, I wasn't expecting the ending to be that way. I thought it was going to be different. You know what I'm saying? I thought it was going to be like, you know, like everybody gets saved, blah, 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 whatever, and live happily ever after. But it was good. I liked it because what was good, you know, hey, I spoiled the movie for you, but just watch the movie. It's pretty nerve-wracking. Every time I watch these end-of-world movies, it's nerve-wracking because it's like, man, this could happen. And like, when it's something like that, what do? You can't save yourself. There's nothing you can do. It's not like when it's like a slasher film or some monster where you could actually there's a way to stop them. You know, there's a way to kill them. There's a, you know, there's somewhere you can go and hide. You know what I mean? When it's something like that, if, you know, but this is like, yo, this thing hits. That's it. This thing hits, and that's it. There's no nothing, zero you can do. So that got me pretty good. So go watch it if you're not spoiled or whatever. You know what I mean? If I didn't spoil it for you. But anyway, let's talk about something I've been wanting to talk about for a long time. Let's go ahead and set up 2022 off with Draconians. Yeah. The Draconians, guys. Draconians. If you're not familiar with the Draconians, I'm going to familiarize you now. Now, this is something that, as far as a conspiracy we've been talking about or has been talked about for, I don't know how many years, but as long as I have been into weird stuff, it has been talked about. So, like, when I was young, when I was little, I remember I would listen to a lot of things, and I would read a lot of things about conspiracies back when you had to go to the library for stuff, and I would watch Unsolved Mysteries, and I would watch this, and I'd watch V, and then I'd watch a whole, every once in a while. It's not like now where you go on the internet and you could just pinpoint and go straight to your conspiracy stuff, like on YouTube. If you want to watch a conspiracy channel, you go straight to it. No, this one, you had to like catch them when they came on. It was like, oh, next Thursday or two Thursdays from now, there's going to be some documentary on Channel 7 called Interstellar whatever, blah, 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 and you watch that. I was always interested, and I would hear here and there about reptilians and this and that, and it's something that you got to take with a grain of salt, maybe, hopefully, because it's hard to take in if you're just getting started and listening to this stuff. It's like you gotta work your way up and see where all this fits into the whole puzzle, because everything's a puzzle. Because there's some conspiracies that come out and there's some things that are out there. And mind you, I gotta remind you again, the word conspiracy theory was coined by the CIA a while back. I forgot what year it was. I think it was in the 50s or 60s. And that term was coined to discredit some evidence that they had that they didn't want people to know. So the people that were coming out with the evidence, they coined the word conspiracy theory and conspiracy theorist, as to make them look crazy. And but what they were saying was actually true. But anyway, and then from there on, it's branched off, and everybody just uses it for everything now. But anyway, the Draconians. Okay, Draconians. Let's talk about Draconians. So I got this from itsnature.org. You can see it. I'll have a link to it, obviously, in the show notes down there in the description, wherever you're listening to this from. But the Draconians are commonly described as a powerful, warlike alien race who hail from the Alpha Draconis star system. Now, there's an Alpha Draconis star system. You can look it up. You can Google it or DuckDuckGo it, whatever you want to do it. And you can get information from it. When it comes to these quote unquote conspiracies and all this stuff like this, you might want to DuckDuckGo, because Google is has like lately, last 2, 3, 4 years, has been trying to sugarcoat a lot of stuff, and they will sugarcoat everything, and you're not gonna get what you really need to know about it. You're gonna get like all the sugar-coated stuff, and it's gonna be like, what? And then that can throw you off. Okay, so anyway, these reptilian aliens are said to be expert geneticists who possess a level of technology that far exceeds today's human technology, including the ability to interstellar travel. The Draconians are described as being very tall and covered from head to toe in scales that range from green to red in color. Heavily built, these reptilians are said to be a violent race whose culture is based heavily on war. The Draconians don't particularly have patience for humankind and see humans as a source of nourishment. They are also blamed for a large percentage of human abductions, second only to the Greys. Now, like I said, there are many theories out there about them. There are many conspiracies about them. One of them is that they live among us. They already live among us a lot. What a lot of people say is, and I'm saying this with a smile, is that these Draconians, since they are shapeshifters, or they have, they're so advanced that they know how to disguise themselves well. You know, they're not just walking around with like a burqa on, or like, you know, some kind of mask on or whatever. These guys like know how to disguise themselves. They have the, you know, tech to make like fake skin or whatever. This is what they say. If you ever watch the show V is probably one of the best. Like, if you want to see what this whole conspiracy is about, watch V. V is like pinpoint. They pinpointed it. Like, V is exactly what it is. Exactly what this whole, what a lot of people believe this Draconian thing is. As far as the Greys go, another conspiracy is that the Greys work for the, for these Draconians. They work for them. They come and they will get humans and abduct them and bring them back to them for whatever experiments or for consumption or whatever. And back to the whole government thing, they are in the government. That's what people say, that these Greys are in the government, that a lot of these government officials are reptilian. When you talk about the Illuminati and things like that, they say that these reptilians are part of the Illuminati. Now I'm laughing because a part of me still lives in a bubble. And I always say this, but it's easier for us to live in a bubble. It's easier for you just to believe whatever it is that they show you in school and whatever it is that you see. That's it. Believe it. Because it's easy. It's easier on the mind. It's easier on the soul. It's easier on the spirit, whatever. It's just easier to believe. It's easier to live in a box than to be out of the box, where there's too many things to look at, too many things to find out. You know, the unknown is scary. Well, reptilians are freaking scary. Draconians are scary. So although the idea of a hulking reptilian warrior race doesn't generally scream abundance of intelligence, the Draconians are allegedly very intelligent, like I said, and are expert geneticists. Like I said, the origins of the Draconians varies from source to source. However, some claim that the Draconians actually created primates, and even that they may have seeded reptilian life on Mars and then Earth. That's crazy. So I saw one video, I was watching this documentary, where it said the reptilians are, what if the reptilians were here first before us, which is possible, completely believable. What if they are descendants of dinosaurs? Like, you know how, you know, if you believe in evolution, what if these dinosaurs started to walk upright and, you know, started to kind of human, whatever, and then they got advanced themselves and created these primates for whatever reason? But then that kind of bumps into the whole Anunnaki theory, which is a whole nother podcast. We're going to talk about the Anunnaki and their creation, or the origins of man. So it's you've got to be able to put the pieces together yourself, and I don't think anybody has the pieces right. These are all theories, which is why the word theory is in after conspiracy. These are all theories that we have. Nobody knows exactly what's going on. Let me read on. Sources claim that there was once a great war that I did hear in the other documentary. There was a great war between the Draconians and the Lyrans, who are believed to have seeded Mars and then Earth with the human gene. It is said that the events that led up to the Great War started with a chance meeting between the Draconians and the Lyran races, and after disagreements about genetics and the Draconians annihilated three Lyran planets, Jesus, and turned to Lyrans, or human ancestors of a sort, as a food source. That is pretty scary. And I have a picture of one here. Just pretty, I mean, these things are pretty big. It is believed that the Lyrans were trying to create a creature that could evolve of its own free will, and Draconians saw this as a breach of their genetic laws, which only allowed the creation of life forms to serve as food or slaves. This is part of the reason human abductions, where the abductee has never returned, are usually said to be of Draconian nature due to humans being seen as a food source by Draconians, especially children. I heard that in the other documentary also. That right there was part of the other documentary. They love to eat children and stuff. And if you put together the whole child sacrifice thing with the, you know, with these elites and all that, then you, things start to be like, wait, what the hell? You know, I mean, it sounds like a great Hollywood film, but that part, that 0.001% chance that this thing is true is terrifying. The idea of children being abducted by reptilian aliens may seem far-fetched, but to a believer, it is anything but far-fetched. Apparently, the reason why Draconians prefer the flesh of children is because their bodies aren't as polluted by toxins as an adult, and the sense of terror in a child who hasn't been desensitized because of a massive rush of adrenaline, which the Draconians apparently get a kick or rush from. Oh, wow. The origin of the Draconians varies from source to source, with some saying that they descended from Earth long before humans. That's the one I saw. And others saying that the Draconians came from another universe or were even dumped in our universe by other beings. Jesus. The rabbit hole is deep, folks. Some details do recur from source to source. However, such as the Draconians currently populating the Alpha Draconis system, and that they are trying to suppress human advancements in technology, although the reasoning behind this is unclear. One thing is clear, however, if the Draconians do exist, then we should probably try to keep well clear. Now, I can see where if this is real, where they would be trying to suppress human advancements in technology. I think if you look back at the Mayans and all these other civilizations when they were building these pyramids and things like that, I think they were taught that. I don't think they just got up one day and was like, hey, you know what, if we stack this here, yeah. Because mathematically, those things are just super accurate. So I don't think it was just from one day to the other. They were just like, you know what, 1 + 1 = 2, you know. And they were taught this. This is something, somewhere they learned this. It literally did fall out of the sky. But they were taught this, okay? And I think with those ancient civilizations, they were all advancing, because they found great things advanced, and then all of a sudden these civilizations wiped off the face of the earth, a great flood, a deluge, whatever you want to call it. They could have played a part in that, saying, oh wait, these guys that we don't want to advance are advancing way too much. Now fast forward to us. Yeah, we have these advancements, whatever. But I feel like, because if you look at how we advanced from like one time frame to the other, it's like just from when I was a kid to now, the technology jump is ridiculous. I mean, incredible. The technological jump is fast, but also slow. let me correct myself. It's like, I feel like it's really like, wow, look how far we've gone. I'm still fairly young. I'm in my 40s, but I'm like, man, look at the technology we have. I mean, I'm recording on this thin piece of metal. I'm doing this whole recording with everything. I'm doing full from front to back with everything, on this thin piece of metal with no other gear. That's all I'm using. And then I'm putting this out there and the whole world can hear it. I got people that listen from Europe, people listen from Australia, people listen in Alaska, in Africa. So it's like, and this happens in like a minute. They're from when I upload it, people start listening. It's crazy, right? So, I mean, just that right there is amazing. We've come a long way. But when it comes to one thing that I think we that we're kind of like, what's going on, is with space travel. I mean, yeah, we got the SpaceX and all this shit and people going up, whatever, and these, billionaires going up on little, joy rides up to the stratosphere, whatever, wherever they went. But I feel like we should be a little more. Like, we should be a little more. But for some reason, we're not there. I think we, from going to the moon back and forth, so they say, okay, that we went to the moon back and forth, then we just stopped going. Yeah, there's no real reason to go. We got enough rocks. What the hell are we gonna go to the moon for? You would think they'd want to build another base, a base there, not another. I don't know if there is one, and we'll get into that in another episode. A base there where we could launch from there and then go somewhere else. Like, we're kind of like leapfrogging. You know what I mean? Yeah, from, to send a manned mission or even an unmanned mission from here to Mars, it takes forever. But how about if we do it from the moon? We get a little bit closer. You know what I mean? Like, let's leapfrog. You know what I mean? I mean, I don't know. It's like, it's like, what's stopping us? What if these aliens or these, let's say, draconians are like, yo, slow down. You guys are not leaving this earth. I don't care what happens. There's no way we're gonna let you do what you did to this earth. I mean, according to the draconians, they don't care. I mean, because here's the thing. I'm like, look, I believe there's things out there. But if we say that these draconians are how they are, they could have just came and wiped us out. But they need us, obviously, for something. Also, there's a bigger issue. There's a bigger story to this whole draconian thing. Also, because it's not just the draconian. If you go back a few episodes on my podcast, I was doing, I have the book of Alien Races that was, it's supposed to be a secret book that was taken from some Russian whatever that came in contact with these aliens, and they were able to get a whole book with all the different races, and it breaks them down really crazy. Each chapter, has a different race of aliens. The draconian is one of them. There's just one type of draconian. I mean, they range from 7 feet to 14 feet. These things are huge. Okay, these things are big and they're strong, very advanced, and they have I mean, and you gotta believe when they say they're very advanced and they have like these, psychedelic powers or these, like, not telekinesis, but like, these mental powers where they can control you with the mind. I mean, these things, if these aliens are real, they're interstellar traveling, right? We're still trying to get out of here. We're still trying to create rockets to go up. We lost our minds when the owner of Amazon went into space. So we're not far. We're not even hitting the tip of the iceberg with the advancements that these alien species have. So let's not sit here like, oh, well, no, there's no way. Yeah, I don't believe in that. They're like 20, 30, 50, 100,000 years advanced, more advanced than us. We're like ants, and they're like freaking Elon Musk driving a Tesla with an iPhone 48. Okay, that's how advanced they are. Like, it's not hard to believe that they have all this, all these abilities. Also, you know, it's not hard to believe that they could disguise themselves as us. It's not hard to believe some of these politicians are probably draconian. way they act. But you know, with all these stories of you know, all these elites doing all this with these secret societies and doing child sacrifice and this, that, and the third, why is that so hard to believe? Why is this so hard to believe? I mean, you know, we could be getting ahead of ourselves, but I don't think that the human, I don't think that it's just what we see. I think there is more than to what we know, and what is a lot more. We haven't seen anything. We are so caught up in our lives, caught up in mainstream things, caught up in social media, and just our regular lives, that we don't think outside the box. We don't go out to explore, and for example, with us in the United States, we let our government, and I'm sure it happens everywhere else, kind of dictate how we think. We revolve our lives around how our government tells us, even though we say, nah, even if you're right wing, left wing, middle, whatever, or if you're like, nah, I don't do any of that. If you let social media guide you, which all of us do, then you're not outside the box. People outside the box get called crazy. When you start getting called crazy and this and that, you know, then you're outside the box. Then you're a little bit outside the box. Because even me, you know, I'm a conspiracy theorist, but I still have a life. I still got kids. I still got to do regular stuff. I still got to follow the sheep. I got to follow the herd. You know what I'm saying? We all do, as much as we say we don't. We follow the herd. You know what I mean? We do whatever they tell us to do. And that's what they want. Now, notice they have to keep us divided. They have to keep us divided with their draconian ways. You know what I mean? They keep us divided because if we were all united, it would be disgusting. It would be horrible. Then the draconians would have to come out and be like, you know what? We got to come out and get these guys, because these guys are united and we cannot have them with this much power. There's billions of people. And imagine if everybody was just like, fuck this. You know, fuck these governments. Fuck them trying to control us. We're going to control ourselves. Then we're going to have a real issue. If we could just get them to do whatever the little things that we need them for, that'd be great. But they're out for a bigger plan, which is why the draconian conspiracy fits into the way things are, the way they act. Just because of the way it is, the draconian, you know, there's a lot more that goes into these guys, man. These guys are horrible. These guys are really bad. But what gets me is I want to know how the draconians fit in with the Anunnaki theory, because I'm really, really intrigued with the Anunnaki. If you haven't heard that one, I will do a podcast about that one. That's a big one. That's a really big one. If you watch, I would recommend watching Ancient Aliens. It talks about everything. I think I've watched every episode of Ancient Aliens out. But the Anunnaki theory and the draconian theory, I want to know how it interacts, because the Anunnaki are a powerful species. They're supposed to be like the enlightened ones, those from which the heavens came. Those that from the heavens came, excuse me, that's what Anunnaki means, the star people, you know what I mean, whatever. Also, you have, speaking of that, the star people, something that reminded me, as far as draconians go, you have a lot of civilizations that support or that worship snake gods, snake or dragons, you know what I mean, lizards and things like that. And not just the Asians, but I'm talking about in Mexico too. You had some of the Mayans on their Mayan pyramids that they had a the serpent god. Was it Tukulti? I don't remember what his name was, but he's in one of the, you can see him on the they made like a statue in one of the pyramid, in one of their, yeah, their pyramids there, you know, the Mayan temples. And it's like, when were they worshiping draconians? Were they, you know, what is it? Like, what's going on? So these, I mean, this draconian thing, the draconians, as far as the whole extraterrestrial conspiracies, beliefs, and I hate using that word conspiracies, but that's what we've been labeled as. As far as these, you know, alien tales, the draconians is one of the biggest parts of it. The biggest, the Greys, yeah, everybody talks about the Greys and the little green men or whatever, but the Greys work for people. The Greys aren't their own species. Now, there's another theory that says the Greys is us from the future, which blew my mind. I mean, there's so many theories. You'll be up for the rest of your life going through all this, but that's a whole nother thing. But the Greys work. The Greys are just, you know, they're errand boys, according to the conspiracy. I don't know if some Greys listening, I'm sorry, no disrespect. That's just what I saw in the video. I don't know. You could be your own person. Just saying. I don't want no beef with something that can beat me up just by thinking about it. So, you know what I mean? But I don't even want to see a draconian. Now, I want you, okay, before I even get off, we say Adam and Eve, right? Eve spoke to a serpent. She said a serpent told her to eat the apple. Could this have been a draconian she was talking to? But we just took it as a serpent, like we see on, like we know it. Like, oh, that little garden snake in the back told me to eat an apple. Or was it somebody standing tall with scales that she said, serpent told me to eat it? Remember, if Adam and Eve were the first people, they really have no fear yet. If they were the first two, or one of the first two of the from the first tribe, you can't really expect them to have a fear. It's not like if we see it right now, you'll be scared as shit. You'll probably die just of the fear. We saw a 7-foot reptilian guy. But if you're the first person, you don't know what scary is. Like, if you never knew fear, if you never knew Michael Myers, you would just look at, oh, that's a guy with a mask on. You wouldn't, you know what I'm saying? You know how children really aren't scared of the dark, like babies aren't really scared of anything in the dark because they don't know what scary is. So what if Eve saw this thing, you know, and said, hey, eat the apple. Oh, okay. You know, eat the apple and bloom. Look what happened. You know what I mean? I mean, there's a lot of times when serpents and lizards and whatever have been mentioned. You know what I mean? And you know, I said before, why don't they just take us over? Well, they're so advanced. You got to understand. People tell me, so it's, oh, if aliens are real, why don't they just come and take? Listen, when you're that far advanced, that far, you know things we don't, right? Obviously. So do you think this race is just gonna, there's a reason for them leaving us alive. There's a reason. Just like there's going to be a reason if they ever do decide, if they are real, to come out and destroy us. They're so far advanced that they're not thinking, you know, let's just go over there and conquer. We're not Neanderthals. They're not just going to come. These are super advanced. There's a reason why they keep it the way it is. There's a reason why they're letting things go the way they do. You know what I mean? There's a reason. There's a reason behind that. Plus, they got bigger fish to fry. Like, we're nothing. We're just a little speck. You think they're going to put all that energy into us? They don't know. They have to keep it. If we are a food source, you're not going to destroy all your cows. You're going to let them reproduce a little, and then you're going to eat some and, you know, let them reproduce. Come on, man. Plus, if they're trying to put us on different planets to go ahead and, you know, occupy a different planet. You know, if they abduct us, because they don't always abduct to eat. You know what I mean? They will eat the young, probably. And it's been said, and this is just, I'm throwing this from the other documentary I saw. It says that they eat their young, they'll put their young through grueling tests. Like, they'll throw them out in the wild just to see who survives, and those are the strongest ones. You know, I mean, some 300 Spartan shit. You know, we cradle our babies. Shit, I seen people cradle their kids until their 30s, still living at home with their mom and shit. These guys are throwing newborns out into the wild. Hey, if you live, you get to stay here. Nah, then. You know what I mean? These are some gangsters. These are some smart-ass gangsters, man. I don't fuck with these guys. You know what I mean? The Draconians are no joke. You can look up Draconian. There's so much about them. But look, watch V. I would say watch V. You could watch the original one or watch the remake that they did like in 2011. I remember when they did. I saw both. Watch V. If you're in your 20s, you might want to watch the new one, because the one from the 80s is probably going to, you know, just watch the new ones. But if you're my age, watch the one from the 80s. It's like, I like them much better. But the new one was still good. Watch that first. Watch that whole series. All right? It's only like a couple episodes. The original one, probably one season, whatever. And you'll see the Draconian, whoever made that show, took the whole Draconian conspiracy and made a show about it. And it's really good. It's like, that's exactly the conspiracy right there. You watch that one, that is the Draconian conspiracy. That's it. Right there, V, just V, like the letter V. Look for V on, I don't know where they have it. I'm about to go watch it again now, actually. I don't know, but I'm going to look for it. And then go ahead and look up, and you'll hear some of the stuff that I'm saying. I will do another episode on Draconians, on kind of a different thing with the Draconians, their wars. And I will do some research to see how it ties into the Anunnaki, because it's very captivating. I love it. I want to know how it ties in. And let me go ahead and make you feel uncomfortable right now. But I will do an episode on the flat Earth. I will do an episode on the flat Earth. And to the flat earthers that are listening, and to the ball earthers, I don't know what they call the ball earthers, whatever, the regular earthers, I don't know. But there's two ways, there's two things. So if you believe that it's a flat earth, then you say we live in a dome. But then where are all these aliens at? Then you believe there's no aliens. Then you believe we're alone. But also, There is another theory, and I saw this on, and I've never been able to describe it as far as the flat earth goes, how we're just like, we're surrounded supposedly by an ice wall, which is Antarctica. And there's other pockets. It's hard to describe it. It's other pockets that are also surrounded by ice walls, So it would make sense if that's the case. Whoever did that one, that was amazing, because I was like, that would make perfect sense, because that would make it easier for another species, an alien species to this Earth, to this, all these continents that we call Earth. It would be easier for them to come from there. Little pocket that's surrounded by an ice wall over the ice and right over to us with their advanced technology, their ships or whatever, than to come from so many millions of billions, billions of miles away from God knows where. It's like more conceivable. It's easier to conceive. The uneasy part is the part that we believe we are in a ball, or we know we're in a ball. I don't know. We're in a ball, okay, and we're in the Earth. But in the other theory, the way that this guy has it, or whoever that person was, and I'm gonna look it up, it's the flat Earth, and there's like picture a giant puzzle, right? Picture a giant puzzle. You're looking at a giant puzzle on your desk, and there's pieces missing randomly. Boom, 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 boom. Not together, just take one piece off for your one, like a bunch of pieces. So there's holes in your puzzle. So inside of those holes, right, is for example, one hole is where the Earth is, like where the continents are, the continents as we know in Africa, United States, all that. The continents, right? And then all the pieces that are there is ice. So, we're surrounded by ice, and then there's another hole. There's other continents there that we don't know about. And then there's ice. And then there's another hole. There's other continents there that we don't know about. Now, in those land masses, those continents, there's other species, right? Different, whole bunch of different. And all of them got all different species. They could be draconian, they could be grays, they could be lyrens, they could be the whatever the ones that this guy Hitler thought they were, those white ones. I mean, it could be anything, you know what I mean? And now, when you're, I'm not saying that's close to us, it's still, you're still divided by a giant ice, whatever. But if you're that advanced, God knows if we are, or let me not say God, well, he would know, but who knows if we are like the one of the last ones, or one of the earlier ones. Not earlier, but I mean like the just the like the youngest ones. And they are way more advanced. Their civilization advanced 100,000 years before ours, or whatever. So they have the tech to be able to jump from each, those continent masses to continent mass between ice. They have the ships that make it all the way over here. You know what I'm saying? That I found that interesting. I saw that one time, and I've been trying to look for it again. I saw it in a video, and I've been trying to look for it again, and I cannot find it. It was one of those things where I was like, I think I don't know where I was, but I was in an airport or something. I just happened to be watching that. I was like, oh my God, and I didn't save it. I was like, this is amazing. This just looks amazing. But that one supports the flat Earth. But then there's just a lot of conflicting things, you know what I mean? But we'll get into that. But anyway, man, that's all I got for y'all, man. 2022, man. There's hopefully, if you're in one of those states that fucking you gotta get jabbed every 3 minutes, I'm sorry. I'm in Florida, so as of now, I'm good. So we barely wear masks here. I swear we barely have. Look, there's people here as far as the COVID thing. Yeah, people get COVID, but nobody, I don't know anybody has died here. I honestly don't. Me personally. If they have, they were like really old elder people in their 90s, 80s, whatever, 89, 90 something. I know people that were 90 something that lived, really didn't have too many symptoms. There's some people who had headaches and shit. That's just here. I don't know. Maybe other things have happened. I don't know. But anyway, hopefully we're done with this. We go back to normal so we can really dig into conspiracy. I can do the YouTube and all that stuff again. Anyway, don't forget to like, subscribe, man. Follow me on social media. And I will see you on the next smoke.